The assignment, red-haired and friendly. My new master, the one I'd been waiting for, the one that I'd felt drawn to for months, finally I was his. We met months ago online, but only chatted a little, neither one of us making a move toward the other. Then we didn't chat again until weeks later. Again, it was only a few comments. I wanted more. Later, I learned he did too, but at that time neither one of us knew it. Life goes on, and I happen to see his name online once more. The pull to him was still there, a desire I can't seem to avoid any longer. We chat, hint, suggest. Finally, we talk. Over a few conversations, we learn that we both felt this attraction, yet neither one of us were ready to act. Both of us were unsure of the other one's feelings. Now we are one. He is mine. I am his. Tonight he gave me my first assignment. He told me I was to do this every night. I do. I love it. My assignment seemed so simple, but it required all my concentration. It required a complete control over myself. Yet, in fact, it was his control over me that was in the room that night, the night my master owned me. When you bathe this evening, I want you to do this. I want you to wash your eyes, lips, cheeks, neck, wash everything. As you do, I want you to say, "My master owns this." If you can bring yourself pleasure, you may, he told me. I am honored. Write me in the morning. Tell me how you felt, he said. I will, master. Good night, my angel slut. Good night, master. I was excited to do what my master asked. I could feel the desire to please him burning inside me. I wanted to make him proud of me. I needed to. I grabbed candles and a lighter, went to my bathroom, shut the door, and lit the wicks on the three lavender pillars of wax. I then started my bath water and shut off the lights. I added bathing foam granules, and soon my tub was full of fluffy bubbles. I took a deep breath and disrobed. My fingers grazed my skin. His words were already running in my head. My master owns this. When I stood there in the center of the room, I closed my eyes and took a deep breath of the air that surrounded me. I pictured him, his dark hair, his eyes hidden behind a pair of distinguishing glasses. I saw his grin, his pride in me, and I felt my body turn a soft pink as I thought of my master watching me, brought a blush to my cheeks. I opened my eyes, but kept my master in my thoughts. I stepped into the water, and the steamy liquid skated up my legs as I slipped the other in and slowly descended to the tub. I closed my eyes again as I slid down and let only my head remain above the water. I had piled my hair up, so only small tendrils of red curls were moistened as I soaked for a few minutes. The heat rolled over me and completely consumed any chilled spots my body may have had. I breathed deep, savored the perfumed scent of both the candles and the bubbles. When I opened my eyes, I saw what I wanted. There were two cloths on the side of the tub. One was soft and smooth, the other textured. I chose the latter of the two. It was that texture I would use to help me imagine his hands touching me as I washed away myself and replaced it with him. I dipped the cloth into the water and soaked it with heat. Then I added the gel I would use to wash away the old me. I ran the cloth over my closed eyes and whispered, "My master owns this." A shiver ran through me. I pictured him there washing me. He washed away the self that covered my forehead, cheeks, lips, chin. The cloth moved to my right ear, down my neck, and over to my left ear. Again I felt him there as the words left my lips once more. I could feel a weight lift from my shoulders, and I savored the feeling of giving up everything to someone I knew would cherish me. My master owns this. The cloth traveled behind my neck and washed away the essence of being alone. My master owns this. The cloth caressed my right shoulder, collarbone, then my left shoulder. I felt a tingling in my stomach and I knew I was becoming his. A shiver ran through me. Oh my! I washed each arm, elbow, and every one of my fingers. I washed away the self that coated my skin, cleansed away the particles that were barriers that I placed on my being. My master owns this. The cloth ran over the tops of my breast, down the curves of the full globes, and I felt my nipples grow erect from the rough cloth possessing me. His hand owns me. My mind has given him complete control over every inch of flesh now covered by his words. My master owns this. The soap was reapplied to the cloths and it danced upon my skin as I washed the two pink pearls that had protruded from my breast. I saw his fingers teasing my nipples. Oh, master, my master owns this. The lather continued trailing down my stomach and then my hips. I lifted one leg, then the other, making sure that his words coated my flesh. I washed my ankles, my feet, my toes. I felt his hands upon my skin, and an electric shock ran through my veins. I hissed at the surprise spark that rocked through my sex. Oh, God, master! I removed the grime of the past and replaced it with something new and promising. My master owns this. The cloth pressed against my sex. My breathing became more ragged as I slipped the cloth back and forth over my pussy. Master! Only the air could hear me. The textured material was my master's hand. He washed away all the impurities that I felt were unclean, and in their place he left his mark. My master owns this. His words were sure and strong. I felt my hips lift and fall with the motion of the cloth moving against my slit. I bit down on my lower lip and remembered his words giving me permission to pleasure myself, to let myself imagine us together. I closed my eyes and saw him with me. My legs fell open, and my fingers moved over my sex. My master owns this. My pussy lips are spread open, and my other hand moved down to tease my clit. I pulled gently, then twisted it hard. My master owns this. I shuddered with desire. I released my clit and moved my fingers further down the spread lips of my pussy. They glide over the sides of my velvet lips. My fingernails scraped the sensitive skin. My master owns this. The long digits of my hand kept me exposed, and I pushed two fingers into my cunt. The hot water was pushed up and out as my fingers filled up the hole that was slick with creamy, liquid silk. My master owns this. My fingers plunged in and out of my sex. I rode my hand, fucked myself with the same desire and passion I knew my master would fuck me with one day. My master owns this. The water splashed and rolled over the edge of the tub. I released my pussy lips, continued fucking myself, but moved my free hand to my breast. I pulled and twisted my nipples, alternating from right to the left. Over and over I cried out, "My master owns this." I could feel it building inside me. I know I would come for him. I knew my body was wanting it, needing it, hungered for the release I was holding back. Quickly I plunged a third finger into my slick pussy and began fucking myself harder and faster. I cried out his name. I screamed out my pleasure. My master owns me. Cum flowed hot from my sex and coated my hand. I felt as if I am one with him, the feeling so wonderful that my words cannot describe it. I do not know them. I can't possibly explain to him what I felt as his words, his mark, his being captured mine and placed it within his embrace. Oh, master! The tidal wave of emotions rolled through me. You own me. I let the waves of heat capture my soul, and I savored the feelings that ran rampart in my being. Eventually, I rose from the tub, pulled the plug, and started a shower to wash away the soap and the cum. Once more, I caressed myself and gave my body to my master. I shuddered again as my whisper filled the room. My master owns me. The end.